Welcome into week number two of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and thank you to KJN for following our football club.
Well, we'll start off taking a quick glance back here at last week. Tough game on the road there at Underwood. Just sounded like a lot of things just didn't quite go right for your team as far as, you know, executing plays smoothly and giving the other team some short fields, and that's sometimes a recipe that just kind of snowballs as the game moves along.
Definitely. Recipe for disaster, especially in your opener. Offensively, just not a very good effort. I thought our effort was there, just execution-wise wasn't. You know, we got to be able to move the chains a little bit. We don't need to score every play, but we've got to get some first downs to help out our defense. And then special teams, boy, we got to flip the field. I thought our punt game wasn't very good. And, you know, so when you get two of the three that aren't very good, it's tough for our defense, who I thought played really well. If you look at the scoreboard, you know, the normal person might not think that they did so well, but, you know, we gave up a pick six. Our punt team gave up some points on a safety, and then we had to turn around and kick off on the 20. Overall, I thought our defense played well.
Yeah, always tough when you're giving them, you know, a little that bit of that yardage right off the bat, and the defense has to work extra hard to try to keep them out of the end zone. I guess overall takeaways as far as maybe what was positive out there for you, what did you like from your team in week one?
Well, I think the big thing was the turnovers. You know, our defense got two offensively, only gave up one. Now, that also was added with some points, so that burned a little bit deeper. But defensively, we got two turnovers. We probably could have had three or four others if we just hang on to the football interception-wise. So our defense is capable of not only getting turnovers, but now I think they're capable of scoring as well to help us out offensively. So this week, defense has been stout in practice, and that's what we expect out of them. And we're making some strides offensively as well as special teams. We got to make a big leap forward as far as improvement on those two areas.
It sounded like the Eagles also had a couple of pretty nice players up along the line of scrimmage as well, with some good size and strength. Is that something that causes fits there at the line of scrimmage as well?
Yeah, no doubt. You got to give a little credit to Underwood and their overall game. Boy, they played really well, both offensively, defensively, and on the special teams. You know, their kicker kicked it in the end zone a couple times to pin us deep, just starting out drives. And, you know, they were just really sharp. And as you mentioned, really big up front. But, you know, that's the type of game we want to see. That's the level of play we need to get to here 7 weeks down the road. You know, I think they're rated number four in the state. So that's where we want to be.
Well, I know it's always tough to come out on the end of a game like that. But, you know, as I guess coaches and fans from the outside, and you're looking at assessing, most of the folks that I've talked to that watch the game, it's not one of those situations where, you know, you're really down on, you know, the possibilities and what's out there. It's just, you know, maybe the kids are there to be able to execute and get it done. It's just, you know, you can see that there's that jump that needs to be made to start doing that and actually executing when you get the chance.
Yeah, no doubt. We had a few guys out that we're going to get back this week, so we're happy about that. But you're exactly right. You know, disappointment, definitely. You know, people want to perform a little bit better, and I think that's natural whether you win or lose. You always want to perform a little bit better. But for us, you know, our goal is week eight, and we need to continue each week. This week we got to make a big jump. We need to really improve offensively and special teams. So that's what we're looking for.
Well, you get a chance to play a team that you're very familiar with here this week. They're actually in a different class here now this time with the redistricting this time around with Kemper Catholic. But you played a lot of good, close ball games with them here the past few times you've matched up, and I expect you probably expect the same thing to happen again.
Yeah, no doubt. They're going to be hungry. You know, we got them last year at their place. We have to go back to their place again this year, but they're going to be looking, you know, a little target on our back. Both teams struggled offensively last week, so each team's looking for their first score on offense. And, you know, their defense was pretty stout. I think they played the number two team in 1A, so very evenly matched. I see a good football game ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess kind of interesting that both teams are coming off of week one losses to teams that are very highly rated and, you know, have made it a very difficult go there in week number one. And like you said, the offense wasn't there much for Kemper in week number one. And also, of course, they did give up some yards as well. It's a good South Central Calhoun team. You expect that to happen, but I think the scoreboard maybe didn't quite reflect maybe how lopsided that one was, because South Central Calhoun did move the ball up and down the field.
Yeah, they just didn't punch it in at times. You know, I think they had over 300 yards of rushing. That's an area that we need to improve on. So hopefully, you know, that happens on Friday night. You know, certainly, if you look at it on paper, it's evenly matched. And, you know, that's what we've been telling our kids. We've had a good week of practice. We look forward to, you know, playing them up there on their turf.
Well, you mentioned you'd like to see the running game get going. Anything in particular, any type of sets that you want to see and think will work here this week?
Yeah, you know, we dialed things back a little bit. You know, we ran a lot of different formations against Underwood, trying to see, you know, what does our personnel look like in this and that and the other. This week, you're going to see maybe three, you know, different sets is all. And we're trying to make things easier for our kids. And that way they can play faster and execute a little bit better. So this week, we're going to be pretty generic, actually, and we feel that that's going to be beneficial for our guys.
When you look up and down what did happen for you last week, you know, a couple of guys that we had talked about prior to the season, Grant Sturm, Garrett Reynolds, only coming away with one catch. Certainly you'd like to have more opportunities for the guys that you know that can make plays to get their hands on the ball.
Definitely. You know, we had some guys open last week as we watched film, and our quarterbacks both. We're going to still run a two-quarterback system here this week. Both of those guys can improve, and until somebody separates themselves from another, we'll continue to do that. But, yeah, we've got to spread the ball around. Grant Sturm needs to get the football. He also needs to get it on special teams. You know, he had a couple opportunities where, you know, in our return game, he's a good returner. So that's something that we're looking for. He needs more touches. Garrett Reynolds has a slight sprained ankle, but he should be back this week. We're looking for him to do more for us up front and help out our O-line first and then get him going in the passing game.
Have you felt like in practice on that side of the ball, the guys are maybe starting to build some of that confidence a little bit, figuring it out here along the way?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Devin McKay's back, you know, full strength. Last week he kind of played off and on, wasn't necessarily a starter. He'll start this week. You know, it's good to have a senior back that's really played pretty much 3 years. You know, he wasn't necessarily a full-time starter as a sophomore, but was as a junior. Now he's back, and things, you know, just run much smoother when you have those guys, especially up front. So offensively, we think we can get something done this week.
Now, defensively, obviously, it was tough to see a lot there from Kemper in week one on film, but I guess what are you planning to attack there?
Well, we just need to tackle a little bit better. I thought on the back end, our defensive backs played really well against a team that ran four or five receivers. You know, we gave up just one or two touchdowns through the air. They mostly got us on the ground, which, you know, we thought that would probably happen. They would just overpower us with those big linemen. But for a team that wanted to throw the football, for the most part, I thought we were in great shape. Like I said, we had two or three picks that they didn't call interceptions, and they might not have been, but that just tells you we're right there and we got our hands on the football. So as far as the passing game's concerned, we're confident. We just need to stop the run and put them in passing situations. The Kemper team looks a lot like us. They run a lot of the similar sets, so our defense is going to be fairly confident going in.
Well, with a lot of guys back, you'd expect a lot of them to have a good idea of how things flow and, you know, where to be in the right times and what calls and reads to look at out there. Did you feel like communication on that side of the ball was good?
Yeah, you know, it was good. And then this week, that's something we also focused on now is how can I better my game knowing what the other side's doing? If we have a blitz on, then our DBs can play a little bit even more aggressive. So everybody's on the same page. Not that they weren't last week, but now we're just trying to improve in that area and become even more aggressive on defense.
From day one, you stepped on the field with these guys. Is there something maybe that stands out to you that has been the biggest spot of improvement?
Well, just our overall, you know, just showing up for practice and performing at practice, I think, has been, you know, a nice addition. You know, after coming off a loss where you don't score any points and you get 39 scored on you, you know, sometimes at practice, you know, the next week you're wondering how they respond. And it was business as usual. Our guys came in with, you know, a positive head and a positive heart. And, you know, they've really worked this week. So we look forward to, you know, some improvements on all three phases.
Well, and an opportunity here this week to go to some place that you're familiar as well. It's also got to help a little bit. And I mean, some of the guys that played in that game last year, it was, you know, fun, exciting, close contest. It's got to give them a little bit of confidence boost. So, you know, they were able to go to that place and get a win last time.
Yeah, anytime anything's familiar, you know, it's a little bit easier to get in that groove and get ready to go. And I think that's where our guys are at. So this week in practice, as I mentioned, you know, it was, you know, just a great effort, and you know, everybody's comfortable with where they're at now, and now we can go play football.
Well, Coach, we'll have the game coming up here on the radio tonight. We look forward to seeing your boys get out there and knock heads once again. We appreciate you taking some time to talk about your team.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you to KJN. We appreciate it.
All right, that's going to do it for week 2 of Trojan Preview here on KJN.